Businesses in Napier say they are angry, upset and out of pocket after an Art Deco festival was cancelled due to last week's COVID-19 scare. They are all saying it was a knee-jerk reaction by organisers. Our Hawke's Bay reporter Tom Kitchen has more.
The loss of one of the country's most iconic festivals didn't stop some people in Ahuriri Napier dressing up in 1930s attire and dancing in the streets. But the determination to party in the sun couldn't completely mask the disappointment, especially from businesses. Louise Cuthbert runs Napier Cultural Hikoi Walking Tours and had some lined up for people attending the festival. But when she heard it was cancelled, she was shocked.
I'm feeling very upset and let down, basically, by the Art Deco Festival.
She says after all the challenges of 2020, the festival was a beacon of financial hope.
We were very let down because it is a part of our cash flow. I don't have any cash flow, and that's what this week is really stressful about.
She also struggled to find out how many people booked a tour through the Art Deco ticketing platforms.
I kept trying the next day to actually get some email from them to say what bookings had actually happened, so I knew roughly how many people we were trying to come on our tour. So it was basically the communication was just very, very awkward and very rude and very weird.
The Napier Repertory Players were putting on a play about the 1931 earthquake for the festival, but had to cancel. Again, it's their busiest time of year. Repertory President Glenn Cook believes the Art Deco Trust communicated well, but he still thinks it was called off too soon.
I think it was made relatively early, and I would have liked to have seen if they could wait. Could have waited the next morning. Basically, you know, we had sort of announcement coming out that things had progressed and things were under control in Auckland, and it would have certainly made a big difference.
But Art Deco Trust Chairperson Barbara Arnott stands by the decision. She says the Trust had no choice.
It was unavoidable. Our position was untenable. A five-day festival, we'd already cancelled Wednesday and Thursday, and a five-day festival, the logistics are massive, and we had to start setting up on the Monday to actually manage the festival for the whole time.
She says most understand the decision.
Only one or two actually sent us an email to say that we should have waited. By far the majority said, we understand it's a difficult decision, we understand the logistics of putting on a five-day festival, and we understand that you would have had to have called a halt to it at a certain stage.
For those disappointed, the big bands and swing music will return to Napier in mid-July for the Winter Deco Weekend. For some local businesses, that can't come soon enough. Yahoo Lily, Motihotaka Otiata, called Tom Kitchener Home.